Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. With us today is Shelley Bloom, Director of Legislative Awareness and Training. And today's topic will be on the last 5 years and now, employee benefits and ACA compliance. So, Shelley, this month marks our fifth anniversary of producing our podcast. It has been quite the journey over the years. We have witnessed a lot of changes on how we do business, changes to the laws, and of course, the last year we had to deal with the pandemic. With that in mind, let's travel back 5 years. So my first question, what was happening in 2016?
Thank you, Jim. And it has been a very distinct pleasure to work with you over the 5 years. I want to say a thank you to you as my co-host. I know that when I decided to do this, I brought you along in my journey. So I want to say thank you for agreeing back then to do it with me. And you've been my partner through all of it. So I really do appreciate your help. I do want to begin by talking about 2016, 5 years ago, and what was happening back then. Yeah, how times have changed and how they've stayed the same. So first, we definitely need to talk about the ACA. It was the PPACA, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. That's what it was called when it was passed in 2010. But we really didn't get things heated up until 2014 from the individual perspective, 2015 from the group perspective. So when we look back in August of 2016, groups were ramping up to do their reporting on the 2015 year. That was the first year when we had the 1095C and the 1094C reporting. This is for large groups. They are applicable large employers with 50 or more. So that was the first thing that we started with. We also had a presidential election that we were talking about in 2016. We cast our ballots for Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. We had the first of what became our annual Medicare podcast. Those happen every year in September because we're getting ready for the annual enrollment period, the opening that happens on October 15th of every year. So that was our humble beginnings in 2016. As we moved on to 2017, we had President Trump as our elected president. He talked about repeal and replace, of course, talking about the Affordable Care Act. We all know with hindsight that the Affordable Care Act didn't get repealed. It's still here with us, but we sure had a lot of conversation in 2017 on the repeal aspect and a lot of law changes as President Trump was trying to change some of the things that the administration didn't like related to the ACA. We had the beginning of the QSEHRA, the Qualified Small Employer Health Reimbursement Arrangement. So 2017 was the first year it was offered. We had a lot of discussion about discrimination or non-discrimination testing, specifically for groups with 105, Section 105 and Section 125. Now we're going to move into 2018. So 2018, we definitely need to focus on the ACA again. This time because we truly started to see the IRS with a focus on penalties going back to the 2015 year. So those would have been for the 2015 year filed in 2016. In 2018, the IRS was able to get to creating penalty letters. So we have a new letter, the letter 226J, that came out from the IRS to a lot of employers, again, those that are 50 or more, saying you didn't do something right, whether it was the way they were filed, the codes that they used on the forms, the way they answered questions. And again, being the first year, a lot of employers didn't know what to do. There was a lot of indecision, a lot of lack of direction from the IRS that got us to that point. So there was a lot of letters to do. As we know today, those letters are still going on, but it definitely has been a journey that we've all been through related to the ACA and the reporting. We had tax reform in 2018. We had some healthcare changes. We had the creation of the STLD, the short-term limited duration plans. Those were the individual plans that are available for someone who doesn't want to buy a full-blown health plan. They can get these short-term limited duration plans. They still are in existence, but a lot of states are not fans of them, so they're not always popular. We had a lot of conversation about the ACA, what's to come, association health plans, was there a resurrection or not? A lot of conversation from the Trump administration, again, based on that repeal and replace. Now we move into 2019, and we're talking about more healthcare reform from the administration. We had a lot of conversation from the administration about transparency, and we're seeing that transparency carrying over into what we're doing in 2021. We want to know what happens from the medical perspective and from the drug perspective. How do we get to the costs that are charged to the hospital? What about the contracted rates that the insurance carriers have? How are they different from what a cash price would be? What about the rebates from the drug perspective? So the conversation started back in 19. We're still talking about that today. We have some new laws and rules about it and a lot more that continue to come out. And in 2019, we got ICHRA. ICHRA is the Individual Coverage Health Reimbursement Arrangement. So we got the rules back in 2019. Some people started to purchase those in 2020. They're becoming even more popular in 2021. This is the opportunity for an employer to use the health reimbursement arrangement to help employees pay for the costs of their individual coverage plans, and that individual is able to choose the plan that works best for them with that credit from the employer under the HRA. So we definitely are seeing them in the marketplace even more as we move forward into 2021. Now we're at 2020. So in 2020, we have to go back to reporting and penalties. IRS sent out a lot of letters for the 2018 year, and they were about a group that may have needed to report, but they didn't. So we see a lot of late penalties now, as well as penalties for failure to offer coverage that is MEC, minimum value, and affordable. So that means additional things that employers need to do, more of them need to offer. They need to offer the right things. We had, with the advent of COVID, as Jim mentioned, or the pandemic, there were a plethora of new laws, new regulations, both at the federal level and at the state level, constant conversation, constant notices from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, from OSHA, from states, from the federal government about what do we do with employees, how do we keep them safe. So that conversation goes on today. We're thankfully not in lockdown anymore, but we still do have a lot of problems related to that and things that we need to take care of. Telehealth became something that we all knew about prior to the pandemic, but something that we liked and we need to keep going as we move on. So telehealth will be with us and maybe more of an important factor as we move forward. Doctors are getting used to it. Hospitals are getting more used to it in the ways that they can. And it's becoming a change in our society about healthcare. We went through a presidential election again. So this time it was current President Trump versus Joe Biden. And we elected a new president as we move into 2021. So this is where we are today in 2021. We had the CAA pass at the end of 2020. That was a regulation that brought forth surprise billing protections, and more transparency efforts that we're dealing with this year. We had ARPA, or ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act, that was signed by President Biden in March. We had a lot of changes that we've been dealing with related to flexible spending accounts, dependent care accounts, people that put money in 2020, what do you do with those in 2021, PEOs, professional employment organization, how do you put your group into that, what does it save from the employer's perspective, and our favorite thing, talking about COBRA. COBRA has been a big discussion for us since early 2020 when the pandemic began. There were a lot of employers that weren't able to have employees, so the question was keep them on, pay them, or put them on COBRA. And then the federal government said, well, we'll give you some special things that you can do related to COBRA. We're in the midst of COBRA subsidy right now. That runs from April to the end of September. So it's been a crazy ride. And along with that, we had PCORI. PCORI is the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute. That came to us early in the ACA days, so in 2011. We had that expire, and then we had Congress bring it back. So, Jim, that was a really quick tour through an awful lot of things that we went through over this last 5 years.
Well, that is a very good overview. Thank you. Also, well, over the years, too, we've had a few guests for our podcast. Would you like to go over them, too, as well, Shelley?
Yeah, I just want to make a quick mention and thank you to the guests that we've had on the podcast. As I said, we've had a Medicare team representative with us every year in September. So next month will be September. We'll have another of the Medicare team be our star for that month to talk about issues that are very specific to Medicare and how do we deal with those from the employer perspective and what kinds of things do we need to know. So a big shout out and thank you to our team of experts in Medicare. The Harrison Group has been with us a few times to talk about their expertise related to HSAs, HRAs, FSAs, and a number of other items administratively that have been a big help. And a couple other guests here and there that have specialty products that they've offered to all of our listeners on the broker side, on the employer side, that have been very helpful.
One thing that we also wanted to mention is that our industry thrives on acronyms. Could you go over some of them that you mentioned in the podcast?
Yeah, I don't think we can have a podcast without mentioning a number of acronyms. And I did talk about some of those as I went through that last 5 years and things that we've done. But I think those that stand out are the PPACA. Now we've shortened it to the ACA. We have ALEs. We talk about APTCs, the Advanced Premium Tax Credit. We have the DOL, the Department of Labor. We have CHIP. We have COBRA. We have CMS. We talk about FSAs. We have FMLA. We talk about leave, IRS, the ICRAs. MLR, medical loss rebates, MEC, minimum value, MOOP, PEOs, PBMs, PCORI, QSARA, qualified life events, QLEs, SHOP plans, SBCs, summary and benefits and coverage, TPAs, third-party administrators that we work with. So I could go on. I quickly wrote down 50 of those that we use on a more regular basis. And it's just fun to talk about what's out there and how many of those we know. And we have to be careful that when we speak in acronyms that we know that the people that we're talking to understand those as well. So didn't think we could end up our five-year review without talking about some of those acronyms that some of those may have gone by the wayside, like SHOP, the Small Health Options Plans. Those were supposed to be something great with the ACA. They turned out to, you know, not be as great as everyone expected. So we're not really talking about those today. But ICHRAs, the individual coverage HRAs, are really hot in our conversations right now. So it's interesting to see the flow and the cycle of all of those abbreviations. But Jim, I just wanted to say thank you for traveling down this road of reminiscing with me and reviewing what happened in the last 5 years. And once again, I appreciate your help and the things that you've done to make our podcast a great success. I hope it's been a help to all of our community, and I look forward to many more years of doing these with you. So thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Shelley. It's been a wonderful 5 years. Also, I want to thank all of our listeners for making these podcasts possible. And on that note, everyone, thank you for listening. I would also like to make the following disclaimer before we end. This podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act or rely on any information contained herein without seeking the advice of an attorney or tax professional. Everyone, thank you, Shelley, and we hope you found this podcast helpful and informative. If you have any questions, then please contact your account manager or salesperson. Thank you.